If Aaliyah and Selena were still alive, who do you think would have a bigger impact?
Especially whenever they're like shooting and they're having a conversation or they talk right afterwards. Or, you know, like you're it's like, no, that shit, Dave, you're not going to hear.
Have you ever tried Rumpel? That shit is disgusting. Rumpel is one of them. It tastes like Listerine.
Let's bring it in, guys. Okay. Go ahead, Joey.
All right, well.
Sounds all sad.
Okay. Yeah, fuck it. All right, everybody. Thank you. Welcome back. It's episode 54. I think this is episode 54.
I think it is. 54.
What's up? All right, you got me, Joe. What it do? We have Jesus looking very nice today. Looking great. Looking good, bud.
Very dapper.
Yes. Thank you. Got Lyrical. What's up, Lyrical?
What up?
Yo. And then we have Fed not eating chips in the background.
You look like you just came out of a Little House on the Prairie, Fed. Like
he was saving that one. Damn. Good one. I like that one.
I'm
though.
Sorry, Fed.
That was nice.
No. Tell me, go ahead. What do I look like? Go. Hit me.
Just very handsome.
No. Come on. Hit me hard.
No.
That's even worse.
Damn it. I know. Very handsome. Anyways.
But yeah, what's up, guys? Yeah. How's everybody doing?
How's your weekend so far, guys?
Mid-weekend.
Yeah, that's what...
We should just say we're recording it on Saturday.
Yeah, we are recording.
It's Saturday today, just in case.
Yeah, usually it's Mondays now we record, but now it's Saturday because Jesus has to...
Not now, just right now. Just this week.
Okay, yeah, just for this week we're recording on Saturday.
Going out of town.
I'm going out of town next week to Vegas.
He's going to Sin City.
Sin City.
Sin City. What are you going to do down there? I don't know.
We're just going to go to the strip and shit. I just realized that. I didn't even focus the camera. Go ahead. Keep talking, guys.
Are you going to interact in some alcohol activities and gambling activities?
Okay. Let's get a clean cut for that one. Let's go.
I said, whoa, buddy.
I'm so sorry.
Damn.
Like the intro, redo it?
Easy.
No. And go.
No, I said, are you going to interact in any... alcohol activities and gambling activities?
I'm probably not gambling. I'll probably just play the slots.
Yeah.
But we're mainly there to eat. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but not like blackjack or
going
something.
All the way to Vegas to eat.
Well, to eat and to like
get some Wahlburgers.
Pretty much. Pretty fucking much, yeah. We're going there to eat, walk the strip, play the slots. We're checking out Area 15 and 13 or 31.
This is why you're
It's going. Like a bar. It's
an like alien baseball.
Yeah, it is. It's like an alien.
So that's... It's really what the whole trip is, basically.
It looks dope, though, bro. Like,
for sure it does, yeah.
Have y'all seen it?
No.
Pull out a fetus. It's called Area 13 or 15.
And it's a bar,
but it's hidden like a grocery store. And so you have to find like the hidden entrance.
Kind of like Bodega, then.
To go inside. Yeah, kind of like Bodega, but it's, let me see. Kinda.
That one?
Area 15 in
Las
Vegas?
Yeah, it says Area 15 is an immersive playground all rolled into a vast and vibrant space. You throw an axe, you wander through a bamboo volcano, race on a zip line, or explore.
Probably not that if, Ed. It's probably not that if.
Bar. Yeah. It sounds like a cool bar, though.
Yeah. Look. Yeah, there it goes.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it right there.
That looks like a fucking... That's cool.
Is it? No, that's not it. Is it called Area what?
All I see is the light. I can't even see.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, that's it.
That doesn't look like a bar. That looks like a, I don't know.
That's a big like ass place.
That's like a main
there's
event.
There's a skating. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah,
it's more cool, like.
Hmm.
How much does it cost to get in?
I think you just have to pay for everything like, in there. Yeah, it's called like drinks and shit like that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure how much it costs. So yeah, it has like all that shit right there, but like it's like. You have to go through like this mart, and then you go through like refrigerator and open up shit like that, cement. You go through there, and then from inside, you go inside the actual place.
Okay,
it looks pretty dope.
Cool,
but yeah.
Do you plan on doing that for more than one day there, or you want to go there consecutive days?
No, just one day. We'll probably head over there one day, chill, and then we'll head out to a lot of other places.
How long are you staying out there for?
I think 3 days.
Oh, three.
3.5 days. Huh. Some shit like that.
All right. So we had a question from a fan.
Okay. Go ahead. We'll start it off with the fan.
About if Aaliyah and Selena were still alive, RIP to them. Yeah.
That's tough. Right into it.
Yes, we are. who do you think would have a bigger impact and whose career could possibly not even be be in existence?
I don't think
whose career would not exist.
I don't think any of them wouldn't exist. I think they would. I think their both careers would like exist heavily. Like, I don't think if one of the other was alive, like if both of them were alive, I don't think that one would have taken the other one out and that wouldn't have a career.
Because they're way different lanes. Yeah. Well, Selena started getting into the English
language.
Yeah. But I think Aaliyah, maybe. And the reason why is because I feel like maybe Selena, towards like the end of her career, she started making more like for herself. So doing music for when she wanted to and like how she wanted to, which is great. But I feel like Aaliyah would have just like been more of like the making the movies, doing like music for that and like really, really bring it out. Not saying that Selena wouldn't have a big impact, though. She definitely would, though. Huge. But I think Aaliyah might make a little bit more of an impact.
You think Nelly Furtado would have ever happened if Aaliyah was still alive? Nelly
Furtado. Probably.
Yeah. I don't think she. Because
that was like Timbaland's.
Oh, right.
Okay. For that reason. I think so.
What about Beyonce?
I don't know, actually. Now that you, that's a good
one. Let's stay on this topic.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, Nelly Furtado.
I don't know. That is.
That's
good. I don't know if Beyonce would have had a place if Aaliyah was still going, especially with like Missy Elliott, Timbaland.
Yeah, but Beyonce has Jay-Z, though. I mean.
Yeah, but only after the success.
Yeah, because like, Aaliyah was under Jay-Z too, right?
Aaliyah was under Timbo.
No, but like under his wing, like.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they like.
But that's his wife, though. He ain't going to fucking.
Who?
No, but I'm saying. Yes, Aaliyah was under Jay-Z, right, at one point, or it was, who am I thinking of the right person?
No.
I thought it was thinking under R. Kelly. R. Kelly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was R. Kelly,
R. Kelly and then Timbaland.
Yeah, because he married Aaliyah. He, like, pushed them to marry, when she was 16.
AJ, nothing but a number, was, I think, didn't R. Kelly write that song for her, I think? I think R. Kelly wrote that song for her.
Wow. A lot of foreshadowing.
Yeah, I must say, you can't really deny this fool's not, like, already, come on, bro. AJ, nothing but a number.
But the thing, back to the original question, though, I don't know, because Selena didn't really get to make any movies. She was real young, right? She was in her 20s still.
They were both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think
Selena
yet.
Eventually would have gotten into making movies and.
Oh yeah.
But just going off what you know, both of them died. You know, probably Aaliyah, I think, would be a bigger
impact.
I don't know.
But they would have had different crowds behind them,
correct?
Because Selena would have had like the Latin community, like. Yeah. Backing her up like completely. Yeah.
But I feel like Aaliyah would have had like an overall. I feel like that was the thing with Selena would be like, she would have others, but like if she would just have stick to like Spanish or like just Spanish, English, like but with the same Spanish feel, it would cater more to
and
the
Selena
Latino.
Selena would just started getting into not rapping, but making English music too. Like she was, I think she probably would have gotten that lane too of making like R&B, English songs and R&B and shit. I don't think she really got a chance to do that either. I think like her last, like that late at night, I talked to you, that song. What am I? Yeah. Is it the right one, right?
Yeah.
I can't even think of the words correctly. But I think if she would have, you know, had a longer career, if she would have dabbled and got into like an Aaliyah lane too, probably, and making music like that and working with different producers and shit instead of just with her brother or whatever.
Yeah.
AB Quintanilla and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about J-Lo? Do you think she would have had a thing?
But even then, like, I feel like Selena's dad controlled so much of her. That like
at one point,
but even before.
But I wonder if she would have been able to work with other producers.
Exactly,
I think so.
In which way though? What do you
mean? Well, like just because like her brother did like a lot of the writing and producing and stuff like that. Like, would she have been able to get that blessing to go off and work with somebody?
I don't think she would have got the blessing. I think it would have became personal towards her brother. Like he would have took it personal. Instead of understanding, like, oh, she's going out to make a different, not necessarily that his is bad, like his style, but like now it's like a different type of genre. She has to step in, or different type of music or vibe or whatever like that. I the way I've like seen throughout the years of the Quintanillas, like I feel like they would have took it personally. Like it would have took it to the heart and been like, she's betraying us or something.
Maybe but because they grew up making music together since they were kids. But
so I can't blame them either. I wouldn't blame AB either for feeling like that. But I also like at a professional standpoint, you kind of have to look at it like, okay, like, yeah, we gotta let's work together with this producer. Let's do this together. But I don't know. I don't know how it would have
She could have made some good music going into a different. She could have made
both
some good
of them
music.
Could have
Yeah.
Still, it's just hard to say.
What's your favorite Aaliyah song? Mine is One in a Million.
That I was
song
about to say hard. That one that or, yeah. Love me, love they me. Actually made that for, I think Timbaland made that for somebody else.
Really?
And I think Missy Elliott was the one that told him, like, hey, try that beat with her. And then, mm-hmm. like, he even thought it was kind of weird, but it ended up working out. But that one or, damn it, what was the other one? Are You That Somebody?
Are You That Somebody? Are You That Somebody? That ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, I was ding, just ding, thinking ding, that. Ding.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah. And then she had that, if first she don't succeed, does that herself one, up and try again.
That was the one I was going to say.
I had Adrian Bun number. Oh, that song.
I can't think of...
all good songs, though. And then Selena. I mean, you go to Selena. Like, I still listen to Selena music till this
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we do, too.
It's great music still.
Yeah, Gabby
still. She has a good catalog.
Yeah, she still does. Well, do you feel like she has a good catalog, too, because you grew up with that music and like it still sounds good to this day? And maybe it wouldn't sound good to, like, today's gen. Like, they kind of go, like, this is old.
Well, I think they do that with a lot of stuff anyways because it doesn't fit that same club.
Well, what I'm saying is like, I hear music sometimes and I'm like, this is still something that I feel like could make it in today's world. And then it's like, no, like Gabby's little sister was here and she put on this chick named Bella Porsche. She's a TikToker, but now she makes music.
It just sounds like a fucking TikToker.
It is. She is a TikToker. And now she makes music, which she wasn't a music artist. She just made music because she's a TikTok star. And they're like, hey, you should make music.
Yeah.
But anyway, she would put her on. And the song wasn't bad. But Gabby was like, oh, her sister was like, this is like, you know, like, this is amazing, blah, blah. And Gabby was like, I don't get it. You know, she's like, it's really good. But she's just like, and I told her, I was like, well, this is like her Britney Spears to your. So Gabby was like, oh. So she's like, let me show you Britney Spears.
Britney Spears was your...
Well, what I'm saying is like that artist that little kids looked at was like, oh. So Gabby was like, let me put on Britney Spears for you. And her sister was just like, mm-mm. She's like, take
this. Does her sister like Selena?
But you can't...
I don't think she's heard Selena.
What?
I no. found that you can't show somebody something in comparison to what they're showing
well,
you.
Well, no. What she said... like
then they're not open to it. They're,
oh, yeah. No,
they're never going to give it up. Like, yeah, this is better. Like, no, they're never going to... Like, well, you just got to say, like, look, this is what I used to listen
that's
to.
That's what she said. She was like, this is who my Bella was, like, in the day. And then she was just like, mm-mm. And Gabby was like, you don't think this sounds good? She goes, no. She goes, not at all. And then she's like... If it wasn't for Britney Spears, there would be no Bella Porsche. Like, there would be. Like, she was the queen of pop at that time. Like, she was, like, bringing it up. And then she's just like, mm-mm. She's like, this is bad. And she's just laughing at Gabby. Like, at Gabby's trying to make, like, an argument of, like.
Which song was it?
It was, Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah.
And she was just like, nah. She's
you
just,
know what Britney song does it. Go hard? The one with fucking Will I Am.
Which one?
I want to scream and shout and let it. You know where that song?
That Britney Spears?
Is that a real
yeah,
song?
She's on it. Yeah,
yeah, I remember that song, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's her. It's him and
when I come in the club.
Yeah,
all eyes on me.
Dude, that song goes hard. still.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about, Fed.
Yeah.
I wanna scream and shout.
Are you sure that's Britney Spears?
Yeah. Are you sure that's Britney? Is this another Wednesday?
See,
it is Britney Spears.
This shit goes hard still. And this shit came out years ago, like 7 years ago.
It's a good song.
Well, Black Eyed Peas makes catchy music.
Yeah. Well, Will.i.am was a very good producer. You ever heard that story about with him working with Game? That he wanted to work with Game on the his second album. What was the first one? The documentary. The second one was The Doctor's Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to work with Game, but Game, since he was Will.i.am's with Black Eyed Peas and the type of music you hear, and you picture that with Game, you know, Game's like a gangster rap, you know, gangster rap Cali. But he got in the studio with him, and then he played that beat. I think it's called The Gangster Boogie, and then that's probably one of the best song on that album. Like, he didn't want to work with him at first, but then...
He was like, all right.
I guess he saw, you know, he has range. Will.i.am has range. Like, he can make that kind of music if he wanted to, those type of beats. But I guess he preferred to make the other music he made. Mm-hmm. He probably made a lot more money off that music.
Than probably. Black Eyed Peas. Who, Will?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure, bro. 100%.
But.
That dude's his own name now.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. But that was, I don't know. That question was good, Fed, but I think it's an unfair question. I don't really like putting up two people that I like a lot, putting them against. Just like, I don't like the top, like, name your top five rappers. I don't even like that question no more. Because it's just like.
Lil Yachty.
It's just not fair.
Uzi.
I just don't like that question no more.
Gangsta.
Like, all those.
I like it whenever it's specific. Like, I can't just say, like, top five rappers, and it's like, well, what kind of rappers?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense too.
Yeah,
I could probably do that better. But just like out of all rappers, I don't like that question no more.
Yeah, because
I feel like I'm leaving somebody off that I shouldn't leave off.
That's
doesn't need to be left off. Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, then okay. Then what Fernando said, like Lyric and Fernando were saying, like, do you think there would be a Beyonce then,
definitely,
if it was for Aaliyah
or
a
J-Lo?
Or J-Lo.
I mean, that's why her career got kind of started, was from her making the Selena movie.
That is true. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. I didn't think about that.
That's true.
So yeah, would there be a J-Lo?
And if they did make a Selena movie, you think Selena would have played her in it too? Like, she played herself in that movie, or they probably would have got J-Lo to still play her, though?
I think it depends, because you got to think of, well, in the rap.
I think they still would have got J-Lo for the movie.
In the rap movies, all of them are usually played by them, like 50 Cent, Eminem.
That's true.
Yeah. So
I don't know if it came to that. Selena could have played herself. Has there any been a movie like of an artist alive now that could play themselves? Because obviously, I mean, you couldn't play yourself if you were like
80. Ice Cube's son played him in
NWA. But yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, Ice Cube couldn't play himself.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
At that young.
Yeah.
Eminem looks just like him. So
Eminem was still young and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So that's probably.
I didn't like Eazy-E in that movie and Straight Outta Compton.
I liked him.
I think he looked. I don't know. I guess I was just going off the way he looked. Like, he was too dark.
I thought he looked pretty.
Yeah, I liked him.
Really?
Snoop Dogg was the one that looked off for me.
Snoop Dogg?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Dre didn't.
Dre didn't look like Dre either. Yeah, Eazy-E and Ice Cube, the ones that played both of them, were like almost identical. But Dre and Snoop Dogg were the ones that I was kind of like, Compared to Dre and Snoop Dogg?
I'm just thinking of Eazy-E right now. I don't think he looked anything like him in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. Because Eazy-E, he was like light-skinned, a black dude, right? He wasn't like a dark-skinned one. And the dude who played him in the movie is like
he
a dark-skinned.
He was darker, for sure. He was darker,
I mean. I mean then. Like, he was just too...
But like, compared to Dre? Because the guy who played Dre, like, maybe he had a demeanor like Dre, but like, he didn't look like Dre at all, bro.
Yeah.
Not at all. Hmm. And then Snoop Dogg, I think on that movie was played by the guy from Atlanta. I forgot his name. Fed, can you look him up? The guy who played Snoop Dogg on NWA. He didn't look like Snoop Dogg at all.
Oh.
And again, I'd have to rewatch it, but I don't think that if I remember, so I was remember going like, this fool doesn't look like Snoop Dogg at all. He kind of sounded like him though.
Yeah.
But Eazy, nah, come on. He did a little.
Like Keith Stanfield.
That was him. Yeah. He's an amazing actor.
Yeah, he is.
An amazing actor. Cute. Holy shit! Like, but I don't think he looked like Snoop Dogg.
Pull him up there. Let me see. Oh, that dude?
Mm-hmm.
He played Snoop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You couldn't even really tell, but he didn't really look like Snoop on there either way.
Okay. Oh, he plays a lot of, he can play, that dude's a good actor, because he's in a lot of different movies and plays a different type of, he was in a fucking Uncut Gems, and then he was also in Get Out, or
yes.
The other one?
Get Out, yeah, Uncut Gems, Sorry to Bother You.
He could play Kid Cudi, he kind of resembles him, if Kid Cudi ever made a movie.
Him?
Hold on, what were we saying right now before? Because I was about to look something up for you guys.
NWA
or Aaliyah and Selena?
Right before we were talking about this, like right before we brought him up. We talked about.
We were talking about Selena playing in the movie.
No,
right?
I'm talking about right before.
I don't remember.
Right before she pulled that picture up.
We were talking about Eazy. Right before, I don't know exactly right before, but
God,
this is shit. Okay, go ahead. I don't remember. I have to. Fuck. I was gonna say something. I don't even fucking remember. Go ahead.
Know. No, but. Yeah, I don't know. That Aaliyah and Selena's gone back to it. I don't know. I think both of them would be great. Like.
Okay. I think both would have had a really good catalog. I don't think Aaliyah had a chance to make as much as Selena did. I think Selena's catalog was a little bit bigger.
Very young age.
There it goes.
Selena y los Dinos.
The worst casting on here. Okay, so I was saying that he didn't look like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
But that's not the worst casting, like of someone who didn't look like somebody. Y'all remember on Notorious who they casted as Tupac?
I don't remember that movie.
You don't remember? You've seen it. Okay, you remember.
I've seen it. I just don't remember.
Do you remember? Mm-mm. They casted Anthony Mackle as Tupac.
Anthony Mackle.
Yeah, Fed. Pull up Anthony Mackle, Fed. He's an amazing actor, but like, you'll know exactly who it is right when Mac and then L-E, I think. M-A-C-K-L-E. or Mackie, maybe.
No, not Mackie. Anthony Mackie.
Yes, Anthony Mackie.
Can you like...
What?
Yes, he was Tupac on Notorious.
Oh, yeah, he was Tupac.
Yeah, he was Tupac on Notorious.
Wait, isn't that Clarence?
Yeah, that's Clarence right there. That's why I didn't say anything. I wanted you to wait.
That's Clarence.
Captain America.
Yeah, he's the Falcon. No, he's Captain America.
Yeah, now he has like an amazing career now, playing in those superhero movies.
Take off.
I was watching 999 yesterday, and he was in there also.
Good movie, he was on 999. That was a good movie, man. He was the cop, right? The crooked cop.
Yeah, he's
crooked.
Right? Yeah.
That was a good movie.
He was in, you remember that movie Eagle Eye?
With yes.
Shia? He was in that one? Yeah.
Who was he?
The guy that, like, he was like a soldier or something. Oh, okay. That was like protecting the thing. Like, he ended up helping him out.
Okay. And,
yeah.
Damn, he's been doing movies forever.
Man. Yeah. Like, he was in, he had like an accent in Haven. I don't know if you've ever seen that one.
I haven't seen Haven.
With Orlando Bloom. And
I have seen Haven, but I... Oh, no. That's the like Kingdom one, right? Like back in like the fighting with the swords and shit, right?
Mm-mm. Haven's like it takes place in like the Caribbean islands. It's one of those that it follows a bunch of different people. Bill Paxton's in it, but like all of their paths like somehow Bill crossed.
He was in Twister, right? That was Bill Paxton?
Yeah.
He died?
Yeah, right? Tombstone.
How'd he die?
I think he had like a heart attack or something like that. Or like
I don't remember.
How did Bill Paxton die, Fenn? He just recently died.
Bill Paxton. Recently?
Yeah, like well not recently, it's but pretty been, recent.
Oh wow.
It's been like four years, right? 3 years?
Because there had to have been more than that.
No.
Bill Paxton.
Cause he was in Training Day, the show. They were making a Training Day show and they were going to season two.
I just realized his name has And
Stroke.
Twister, his name was Billy too, and that's his real name, Bill.
He's from Texas, from Fort Worth.
Yeah, he is right.
Yeah, he went to Arlington Heights.
Hey,
when I went to Heights, they made sure to let us know.
Right? Did they have like a big picture of him? Like
nah,
that
they just told us about him. No, it was the one class they made sure they told us him, and then the guy who killed JF Kennedy went to Arlington Heights.
Really? That's what they told us. 2017, he died.
Yeah, see, not too long. Well, like 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I remember hearing about it. I was like, holy shit! Everybody was like shocked from when it happened. What?
No. No, I was talking about in the movie, his name was Bill, too, and that's his real name. That's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Was it? What was his name in that Twister? That was
the first time I saw
Billy.
Him. Or I remember seeing him on TV, or a movie was from Twister.
And, like, watching that movie, first of all, I love Twister. I love that fucking movie.
Yeah.
And I would, that's something, I mean, I don't know if I'd want to do it for a career, but, like, that's something I would, like, want to be in the backseat for or something.
Hell yeah.
Going, like,
I've
chasing
wanted
a
to go. Let's look it up,
yeah,
man.
That's something I've always wanted to try to
I'm
do.
I'm down.
Shit.
I would love to do that
Is
shit.
That the TFTI event you guys want to put on that a poll for us?
None of us make it.
Yeah, tornado hunting.
Because I already love, like,
podcast just over.
I mean, I don't like tornado weather, but I like when it's, like, real dark and just, like,
yeah, I like that.
Sprinkling and shit. Like, I love that type of weather. But just, I don't know, just for the adrenaline rush, I feel like.
Yeah, I'd like to see one, like, in person, just so you get that look of, like, damn, like, that's...
I'd like to do it if we were with the team of someone who knows what the fuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't just go, like, jump
in. Now Fed going, like, I got my Honda. Come on, let's go. I got Sam.
Yeah, like, to go with, like, a... actual storm chasers and like see the whole process and all that.
Yeah,
like,
I could do that.
That's fascinating.
I could definitely do that shit.
Because they know like which direction it's going to go in. So that's
where
how
they can
know.
Stand and everything.
Yeah, shit. I would like to do that.
Yeah.
That's
I've always, badass. Since I was a kid, I've always wanted to do that. I don't know why. Ever since
Did you
I was
ever
a kid.
See that thing at the Omni Theater? Whenever they like had that car that they built, like to where they can like park and like the Twister can go over it. Mm-mm. It was like a camera that they had on the top.
I think I have seen that.
You could like see
that.
Everything.
Because I went there one time to see. I went to the.
I was Tornado Alley or something.
I did see that.
I remember that, but I don't remember seeing that car thing.
Right there.
I watched it. But yeah, that's.
Damn, I feel like I do remember now.
Yeah. That's something I would definitely want to do.
I just made it up.
I went to the.
But like, I wonder who the people that do it though. Like, are they retired? Because like, how do you make money off of that? Like, if you, like, of us, let's just say we wanted to do it. Like, how do we...
They're not going
to get
I'm
started.
Sure by providing info. I'm sure they get paid a lot and, like, letting meteorologists know, like, hey, here's a sign of this or whatever. But
yeah, they probably get, like, private, like, investors on to, like, to do all those,
look up
like, organizations.
Storm chasers and DFW.
Yeah. I wonder if that's something you could do,
you probably
like, a ride-along.
But you probably have to, like, sign a waiver or something
I'm
just
sure.
in case something happens.
You die.
That would suck if we did die like that.
Damn.
We fucking go off of one. We just die, all of us.
Fuck that. Have you ever rode the Twister ride at Universal?
No.
Bro.
I've never been to Universal.
The first time I went, well, I was like, I think I was like 7 years old. And we went on the ride and my older brother, like, it's dope. Like, you walk inside and it's the scene where they're at the house. Yeah, the movie theater. That one right there.
Okay.
They're at the house in the outside drive-in movie theater in Twister. It's that scene.
Playing The Shining?
Yeah. It's that scene. So you walk in and then like you're like in front of a farm and then you see like the projector.
That sounds scary. I'd want to do it, but that sounds fucking scary.
There's a fucking cow right there. I mean, everything. Like, it looks like you're in that scene. Like you're there. You're like, damn, this looks legit. Like I'm in the movie. And everything starts going. My brother covered my eyes. So I was like 7 years old.
Oh, you didn't see the twist there?
Well, the first time he covered my eyes, so I couldn't see nothing, so I just started crying of fear of, like, I thought we were really dying because he covered my eyes.
You don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm just hearing, like, the cow flying. I'm like,
yeah, I'd rather see it. That would fuck me up even more, not being able to see what's going on. Yeah,
everybody was making fun of me, and I was like, I didn't see it. I thought we were really dying. Yeah. And then I went back when we went, and it was fun. Like,
it's just like that game whenever you're, like, putting your hands in that box because you can't see it, so it's scary.
Yeah.
But if you saw it, then it'd be like, oh, yeah, that ain't shit.
That's exactly what happened there. But when you ever see it, they have,
like, a roller coaster?
No, you actually stand, so you walk in, and you're, like, in front of a farm.
You just have wind blowing on you, too?
You have this huge wind blowing on you.
Somebody with a fan.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like a huge fan, yeah. And then you have water being thrown at you. But when you're on the rail things, like, this starts to fucking move. Like, you're about to fucking flip. You're, like, grabbing on, like, holy shit. Okay. It's pretty fucking fun. Okay. It's, like, the exact scene.
Is from that ride still exist? Or does it still exist, that ride, or not?
The last time we went was 3 years ago, and they still had it. But I believe they were about to, I think they were going to rechange it to something else.
Really?
Yeah. Fed, can you look up if Twister still exists at Universal?
But yeah, that's something I've always wanted to
use today.
Yeah,
should just leave that up.
Yeah, for real.
Start looking up everything
just
we're talking.
Yeah, yeah, just fucking
leave it up there and get a ruler. Right there. Well, yeah, that's something I've always wanted to do. Storm chase.
The storm chase would be fun,
and I'm looking forward
to it. Yeah, that's something that I would.
It's not there anymore.
Nope, retired on November 1st, 2015.
When did you say you went back 3 years ago?
Yeah, we just went. When I went with Gabby is when I went.
Maybe you went to
was just there yesterday.
Oh, I got married in September of 2015. So just a month after or 2 months after they closed it down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Because that's when we went on our honeymoon. Oh, no. And I was like, we're going to fucking see it.
It was out for 17 years.
Whatever. Damn. Yeah.
17.
They need to remake a good Twister movie. I don't remember when's the last time I seen a good other Twister movie.
Like a
other
tornado than Twister. Movie? Yeah. Just like those knockoff like sci-fi movies.
Well, is that a movie that you would want if you had a bunch of money? Like, what movie would you remake?
Oh, I don't know if I'd make that one, but
yeah, if you could remake a movie that you're like, this is garbage, let's redo it.
Hey, but I wanted to say too, when's the last time you've seen Twister? Because the tornadoes look pretty real in that movie. Because it's such an old movie, you would think that
it still holds
the
up.
Shit, they didn't
just
look,
like Jurassic
didn't look
Park, the first one, like it still holds up.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe like
but the
legit
tornadoes
like
look really fucking real.
Like 9 years ago, 10 years ago, like legit seen the movie. It's been like 10 years.
But have y'all been in a
it's
tornado?
It's on HBO Max, so
I need to check that one out.
I would probably remake Jurassic Park
and Jurassic
and make
Park
it
too.
Like a
Jurassic
rated
Park
R.
With Fast and the Furious in it.
Badass.
Would you put Fast and Furious like they were talking about?
So that would be dumb as fuck.
I even know how they put that idea out there. That's stupid.
They actually had an email.
Well,
where like they actually
it's not
leaked.
Out of reach of possibilities
for
like,
Fast
back
and Furious.
Then, yeah, back for Fast then and Furious. It just sounds like a ridiculous idea, but now it's but like,
well,
like
for
they
Fast
probably
and
could do that.
It sounds ridiculous for the Jurassic Park world. It'd be more like Fast and Furious means like Transformers doesn't sound ridiculous at this point. Because at this point, Transformers, you're just like, what are we doing? Like, we're just doing.
They could help out the fucking Autobots and shit
for real.
Against the whatever
fucking,
the
fucking. Whatever
Vin
the fuck.
Yeah,
probably
end up like
they
punching
could help them out.
Like a.
Like pretty Mark fucking Wahlberg, much, like, yeah. Fucking Vin Diesel fighting Megatron, and they would be like, "Yeah, this is a good fight." No, it's not. Vin Diesel should die.
Yeah, that's pretty even.
Yeah, that's what they would say. Like Optimus would be dying, and then Vin Diesel would come out and just
flying off a building.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking
launch himself out of a car.
Who would give the speech though? Optimus Prime or Vin Diesel? Who would give the better speech?
Optimus Prime. 100%
Optimus Prime.
Definitely Optimus.
Unless for those Fast and Furious, the question
just depends
like
on how
Vin
corny
Diesel.
The speech is.
Autobots transform. Yeah, fuck that.
Are they making another Transformers?
Yeah.
Really?
They're making
Is Mark Wahlberg going to be in it?
Yeah. Bumblebee 2. No, Mark Wahlberg's.
Bumblebee
I think,
Tuna.
Bumblebee 2, they're making. Huh? No, I think Mark Wahlberg said he doesn't want to work with Michael Bay again.
Oh.
Because of how the last set of Transformers was just so heavy on him that he's like, yeah. But.
Because Michael Bay?
Yeah, Michael Bay.
He's an asshole?
Yeah, pretty much. Like he said like the first like time was like decent, whatever, and then Pain and Gain was good, and then like on the...
Michael Bay did Pain and Gain
I think
too?
He directed
I heard Michael
it.
Bay like has a reason for that, though.
what is it? Because like the actors don't show like they're coming out with like talent whenever he's directing. Like he's good at like
because he makes it seem like that he does that. Like he really embraces or like forces that asshole role. So all of them have like a common thing to like not like. So then they're all kind of united in that way.
That's dumb and smart solidarity. At the same time. Yeah. That is.
Maybe.
Okay, for that reason, I can see that.
Yeah, and I don't remember where I heard that on.
I can see that, though, if it was Michael Bay saying this shit.
Yeah.
What were we saying, though?
I just asked if this could...
No.
You asked that, or we asked that?
I didn't even hear that.
None of us have been in a tornado.
Yes, we have.
When did we run the tornado?
Every time we'd go camping.
Oh, we did go in that. We were in the tornado, though. We were close to one. We weren't in it,
just
though.
Heard about
so
a
you
tornado
didn't get picked
happening.
Up by a tornado one time?
Okay, well, it was because it was close by. Oh, and it was
I'm trying to look for this video.
Another one of these stories.
The little fucking thing pulled us up, but it wasn't.
It could have
been
a UFO.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But no, I like that question. Fed said if you could remake a movie, if you had the money to remake a movie, which one would it be?
I don't know, though. Yeah. But that would be cool to do that at Jurassic Park, but rated R.
Or like a horror Jurassic Park.
I
want to
see like a... Yeah, I want to see like another like monster movie. Like a graphic monster movie to where this thing just fucks people up.
They keep... The thing that pisses me off is like Jurassic Park Part 2. They were like, this was like the horror Jurassic Park. And then you watch and you're like, what do you consider horror? Because this was not
which
a
I
horror.
Do like that one. That's probably one of my favorite ones just because there's more like killing and more people dying. But...
Oh, I meant Jurassic World. Jurassic World 2.
Oh.
They were saying that one was the horror one. And that they were saying, like, that one's going to be a horror movie. And then you came out and you're like, it was creepier. I mean, I guess, like, it was scarier because of that fucking dinosaur knew what he was doing. But, no, not really.
I'm looking for
I would like to see
a monster
R.
movie. Like a, just, yeah, either an like a blood. Rated R dinosaur movie or rated R, like, just something. Like, some kind of, like, beast thing that just... fucks people, or even another werewolf movie.
I like a good one. No,
what?
Transformers rated R?
Mm-mm.
Oh. No, a fucking a werewolf movie would be good. The last good werewolf movie that I saw that still to this day like impacted me, going like, damn, that was a
Teen Wolf,
huh?
Twilight?
No, it's Teen Wolf 2 with Jason Bateman. No, it was
Jason Bateman was in
Teen Wolf 2.
Teen Wolf 2.
Jesus Christ, it's American Werewolf in London? In London.
Oh, okay.
That one.
The original or the remake?
Which one was the remake?
The original was the one that had like that badass transformation that like they show him like actually like transforming.
In the 90s?
Yeah.
Yes, that one.
The old one.
That was the 90s.
Was that even 90s? That might have been like 80s.
Hey, but what about those movies?
The original, because there's American Werewolf in Paris and American Werewolf in London.
I remember the London one whenever like... I remember was like they were like in like he was running away and you can see like you can't see the werewolf but you can see like his like the like his point of view going after the guy and I thought the guy was gonna die and then he wakes I think they're in the sewer or something.
American Werewolf in London, sorry, it's 1981.
Okay, yeah, 81. That was the one.
That's
what was
the
other
one with the they still have like the best transformation in that movie.
Just put remake and what year did that one come out?
Okay, oh, in Paris,
because I saw
97.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Is that your son? I don't know.
Probably.
I thought it was his son because there's a voice I don't really recognize. So I was like,
no, I need to look because there's
one. Hey, but the werewolves in that movie, Underworld, is that the movie?
Yeah, those were pretty cool.
Those are cool.
Yeah, but what I mean
with
is
the vampires,
like,
that was some good shit right there.
On like this one, though, it gave me more of like the, like I was actually scared. Like I was actually like, holy, like that shit to this day sticks in my head of
but
like,
how old
damn,
were
that's
you
a
when
good,
you watched it.
Yeah, but also, Joe's right on that part. I was
but
seven.
I think like that's more of like a werewolf, like just like a wild beast that like has no, like the underworld, like they're like, they have like objectives and like shit like that. Like they're more like well thought out and everything. Like,
they're like the actual characters. They're not that character you're afraid of. Like you're like, okay, this is we're stepping into a werewolf world.
Like you don't feel like you would need to be afraid of them because like it's like as long as I don't fuck with them, then they. But like if you knew that there was wild werewolves out there, like then you're gonna be scared because it's like, well, what the hell? Like you can't do anything about those.
Exactly. That's the type of. That's why I like this. And I'm looking at it now. So American Werewolf in London, and then Paris was the sequel.
Paris? No, it was just a remake.
A remake. Yeah. I think that's the one I saw. I remember exactly that. Yeah, it was this one.
American Werewolf in London was the original.
American Werewolf in Paris was the one that I saw because I remember.
Yeah, you gotta watch the transformation in the original.
Damn, now I'm... Yeah, this is. I think this is the one I saw. Yes, this is the one I saw. Okay, I need to watch the one in American Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I need to see then. The one in Paris is the one that I saw, which is really good. But, to my answer, mine, I would like to remake Star Wars. The fucking Force Awakens. Not the Force Awakens, but The Last Jedi. Yes, because that movie was so bad. That was the one I took Joe to, and I really want to apologize to you again, Joe. That,
yeah,
that was
I missed that on my friend's garbage birthday party.
Movie. I really want to apologize. Yeah, fucking Star Wars. I begged Joe to go, bought him a ticket, told him it was going to be an amazing time.
It was trash.
You fucking deceived me.
I had a horrible night that night.
Yeah, he did.
Horrible night.
And I remember taking my friend, and I was like, it was my Devontae. He was with me too. And I remember.
A bunch of people with us. It was like Matt was there.
Josh was there in the front.
Yeah.
And I remember like thinking to myself, like, this is not a good movie. Like, I'm like, Joe hates it. And then I looked at Devontae, and Devontae was like, it's not that good. I go, oh my God, I thought it was just me. I go, but this is bad. He's like, yeah, it's bad.
In your defense, I think I would have hated it no matter what Star Wars it was. Like, you could have loved that movie and I probably still wouldn't have cared for
no,
it.
No, well, because
I just
like,
don't care for those type of movies.
I know, but like, I do feel like you would have liked it if it was the right movie. No, like, no. I feel like if you would have saw Force Awakens, you would have been like, okay, this wasn't bad. You wouldn't have fell in love with any of them.
I kind of think maybe that's like a movie you have to get into when you're younger. That's how you start liking it. I don't feel like I can just start watching it and like it.
I just
feel like
think
you have to start watching
of,
it when you're younger.
I think it's a type of movies you might like because, like, it just depends. Like, there's certain movies. Like, I get you. There's
you
certain
like
movies.
Star Trek?
I do like Star Trek. But I didn't like Star Trek when
I've
I was younger.
I've never seen any of those.
I don't either.
Not even the show. None of the movies.
I always skipped
I've never
it
seen any
whenever
of
I was little and they would pop on TV. I'm like, I'm not watching this bullshit.
Yeah, it never caught my interest.
I 100% agree. Until this new Star Trek came out with Chris Pine in 2009.
Is it directed by Zack Snyder?
No, it's directed by J.J. Abrams.
All right.
And that's when I was really like, that's why oh, shit. No, those are good. And even then, I've seen those three, but I've never seen anything of Star Trek still to this day. But because of that's why I was like, I think Joe might like the new Star Wars because I like the new Star Trek. It was fucking dope. And you might like Star Trek, actually. But the new, I still couldn't get into the old Star Trek. Like, the shows that came out, I'm like, I can't get. I just couldn't get into it. Like,
I can't get into it. I don't know. I probably still would never. I'll never watch them.
I think you'll like the first Star Trek, bro. A lot. I really do think you'll like the one with Chris Pine. No, you should watch, bro. You should definitely watch it. It's like a, it's.
Aren't they long as fuck, too?
No, not those. No, not the Star Trek movies.
Ooh. I'd want to remake the original Exorcist.
Why would you want to remake that?
Oh man, you can't just touch that one.
Oh, hold on. We're talking about they're so bad, so we're making them again.
Something maybe. Yeah, well, like,
yeah, something cool like if oh, if okay. you had like if somebody said, all right. We have an unlimited budget for then. You to remake whatever movie you want to make or show.
But is it because the movie's bad or you just want
to
remake it?
I think
it?
Either it's bad or know. Like Lyrical said, like Jurassic Park's not bad, but he would have loved to have seen it as a horror movie.
Yeah.
But like it still stands like you could
like
still.
You can make it the way you want to make it.
Joe, you wouldn't do Mortal Kombat?
What?
You wouldn't redo Mortal Kombat?
Oh, I would love to see a fucking tournament, yes, in these fucking this day and age.
Part. And then we'd be done with the movies. No more movies after that, tournament,
that's
right?
That's fine with me. but yeah, I mean, I would remake that one. So I would remake that one. Or, yeah, I didn't even think of Mortal Kombat at first, Finn. Thank you for saying that. Probably Mortal Kombat.
She thought about it immediately. She asked the question and she was like,
well, is that a movie you wanted to remake too?
No.
Oh.
Which one would you remake, Fetus?
Probably like some Disney movie.
Disney.
Pocahontas.
Ooh, Ratatouille. Brother Bear.
No, why would I remake
Tom and Jerry.
Brother Bear. That's what I was trying to think of. What the hell is that bear movie?
Yeah, Brother Bear.
Maybe a movie that just... I told you Wonder Woman 2. That
Wonder
one
Woman
was all right.
Two. Yeah.
I would have wanted that one to be a little better. Maybe that one.
That's it?
I don't want to take up too much time of thinking, so maybe I'll think about it a little bit longer and ask me next week, and I'll have an answer.
I would like to have done like the I would like to remake like the Avengers movie with like a bigger scene because I've always felt the Avengers ending wasn't as big, like they were just fighting like in this little part of New York, and like there was no real big villain. It was just like Loki just kind of flying around and like, you know, just fucking shit up. But there was no real villain in the movie. Like, you didn't really get to see Hulk go, you know, toe-to-toe with somebody on the first Avengers movies. He's just throwing people off the walls. And on, like, the cartoons, like, they were fighting. I mean, it was Thanos on the cartoons and stuff.
It was who?
Thanos. Or Thanos. Just
like, jeez, fuck you. I got to give you shit about that.
And so I would have liked a bigger, like, a longer fight scene and, like, a bigger, like, but I guess you get that in Endgame. But for the first Avengers movie, I always felt like I'm like, huh, it wasn't as huge as I would have wanted it, or as I felt like it could have been. Like, it just felt so condensed. Like, we were like, okay, we're just kind of getting this. But yeah, I mean, besides that, I can't really think of any other movie to remake. I mean, there's some movies I like to remake, like Beetlejuice, but not because it's a bad movie, just to give it an updated horror version to that. Same with, like, The Mask. I think The Mask is great, but I'd like to see a horror version of The Mask, a comedic horror version. I think
to leave The Mask the way it is.
Well, no, the original Mask movie was pitched and was supposed to be made with the horror movie.
Yeah.
So it was an actual horror movie, and they casted Jim Carrey to play this horror comedy, and then they changed it up when Jim Carrey's, like, acting. They were just like, this fool's too comedic. Yeah. Like,
and maybe it was better horror like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that it wasn't, but, like, I would have liked to have seen, like, a comedic horror, like, Mask of, like, everything that he did, but, like, you see, like, the blood. It's almost like Deadpool, but, like, more of a horror instead of the of a jokester. It's more comedic horror like that.
I get that.
Yeah, I like to see those more. And especially Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice should have been rated R.
Dude, it's been so long since I need to rewatch Beetlejuice. It's been so long since I've seen it.
It's that is a good movie.
It's a fucking good movie, but it should have been rated R for sure.
I'm going to check it out again. What's it rated? PG-13?
PG-13.
Oh, okay.
Or PG maybe.
I'm going to watch it again.
But yeah, it's a good
Beetlejuice,
movie.
Beetlejuice. Okay, any other movies? Or, I guess not.
No, go ahead.
No,
we didn't get any movies.
Oh. Do you, Lyrical, want to touch base really quick on the new gun law that went into effect so you can inform Mr. people Gunn. What's going on?
I think they said that it doesn't actually go into effect until September 1st.
Okay.
But yeah, he signed like several new laws. It's not just the like anybody can carry. Now you can carry in whatever holster you want. You can. The big one that I thought was like that as long as you're buying suppressors that are made here in Texas and stay in Texas. Like the pretty much what people call silencers.
That's what I was
thinking. Oh, okay.
But because you used to have to go through like this federal process and get like a tax stamp and pay all this fucking money. But if it's what I'm thinking, it seems like as long as it's made here in Texas and you buy it and you keep it in Texas, you don't have to go through that process. So you can just buy one.
Yeah.
So that's Do the you one have that one? I'm most no.
Oh.
Because of that whole process, I never wanted to mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will if that's what
I will.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Already on Amazon pre-ordered.
Yeah, they're pretty damn expensive. Plus, the whole process is a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. But
just for the suppressor?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's something just to have, right? It's like something cool to have, like not really useful for you, right? It's just something cool to have.
It's pretty cool. And a lot of people say that like they want one for like home defense, but like I don't agree with that. I think it's better to have like that way your neighbors hear that there's a gunfight going on at my house, call the cops. Yeah, if they don't hear anything, then there's nobody gonna help you.
Yeah, but what was their argument of why they did for home defense for having it? Did you hear that one?
It's good because
I agree with you, like, but I don't know.
The thing is, like, I don't know if you've ever shot a gun without hearing protection.
Mm-mm.
I mean, your hearing's gone.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like in all the movies, whenever they're like shooting in the car, like, no, that shit ain't going to happen.
Too
like
loud.
Because you're going to be fucking deaf. The muzzle flash, like you're not going to be able to see shit. If somebody breaks in the middle of the night and you fire your gun, it's going to be so fucking loud.
Any gun, you have to
get like a small caliber in order for that not to happen, but it'll still happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's happened a few times. I've fired a AR without hearing protection, and I mean it's just
ringing.
Yeah. And then that happened at the range one time. My hearing protection wasn't fully on, and like after two shots, like it was just like, man, I can't hear shit.
Damn, I didn't know they were that loud.
Yeah,
same. I mean, I knew they were loud, like, but I didn't know they were loud like that.
Yeah, like all of that, like whenever people are shooting guns indoors or in cars, it's like, no, hell no. You're not going to do that shit.
Let's go, baby. I don't mind watching this bullshit.
Yeah. But, I mean, I still enjoy it, but yeah, it's not something that you'd actually do. So for that purpose, a suppressor would be kind of cool, but I mean, it'll still probably smoke out your house and like it's not as clean and cool as it is in the movies, but
yeah.
So John Wick, Would that happen, or would he be like, fuck my ears?
I wish that they would show that he wears that some kind of, like, badass hearing protection. Like, yeah, like if they just acknowledge that, like, I think that would be pretty cool. But, yeah, I mean, it's not sexy to have, you know, like in movies. I mean, like it's to movies. Have,
that's
yeah.
one of those things that you can't complain about because it's like, bro, it's a yeah. fucking movie.
Especially whenever they're like shooting and they're having a conversation or they talk right afterwards or, you know, like you're it's like no, that shit,
babe, this
you're
shit,
not going to hear anything. Real. No, yeah, they're it's loud.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for that purpose, I think would be cool or like to be able to like shoot, like if you had like some land or something and like shoot without disturbing anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I want one and just, you know, to kind of have fun with it. It wouldn't be for, like, use. Any kind of...
Yeah.
It's just, like, a lot of the guns that I buy, like, there's not really a purpose. It's just, like, oh, I want that shit. Mm-hmm. So...
Same with pops. Kind of.
I mean, yeah. Same thing with shoes. Like, you don't need another pair of shoes, but it's like, oh, I like that. I want that. And so, it's just, like, everybody has their thing that they're into.
That's fair. Shoes? Yeah. She's like, I don't know if I should get it.
But do you think it's smart for everybody to be walking around with a gun who has one?
No.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's I don't the why I didn't think it was that.
Yeah, what but I think it'll make people think twice, like the idiots out there that are going to, you know, that rob people or that, you know, hold up convenience stores or something. Like, I think it'll make them think twice because then it's like, oh, well, shit, chances are somebody's carrying and I might have to deal with that. Yeah. And a lot of people don't want to have to. You know, they don't want to have to shoot anybody and they don't want anybody that's going to fight back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think road rage would go down a little bit.
That's what I think of that. I think of like the road rage incidents yeah. and shit. Like
I think are going to go crazy. And all yeah. the people that really like can't fight are going to be the ones that are going to be quick to so shoot somebody.
And they probably don't even know how to work a gun either. Like, I think the people who don't know how to work a gun are more dangerous than a person who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because if they don't know what they're doing, they can, like, yeah. if, you know, I think you know what you're doing. So let's say you had a road rage incident or something and you fucking shot the dude driving. If it was the other way around, if the person didn't know what they're doing, let's say your wife's in the car, maybe shoot her because he don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, well, I think more.
That's what happened.
And it happens. Oh, that happened? Yeah, it happens all the time.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks ago, this lady honked, one of the, I guess a guy cut her. And so she honked at him and, like, I guess got mad and he pulled up and shot in the car and killed her, like, 2-year-old boy.
Yes.
Like, well, there was a video not too long ago of like a, it was on like a doorbell camera or something, but like a dog was loose and like ran
around. Oh, I heard about that. I didn't see it though.
And then like she tried to shoot it and ended up shooting exactly. like her son.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what I
mean. He was fine, but I mean, not like fine, but I mean, he survived. Didn't survive. Yeah.
But, it's still sad though.
Yeah, and but that just goes to show, like, not everybody should have
yeah,
one.
Not everybody,
even
yeah.
police officers, you got to think of how much, like, if your aim is barely, like, if we're right here and we like shoot at each other, chances are we're gonna hit each other. But if you're over there, like, any little bit of movement, that bullet's way off. Yeah. So that's why, like, a lot of shootouts, nobody gets hit. And like, if you do get hit, then it's like, all right, you're pretty fucking lucky. And, yeah. So there's just stray bullets shooting everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
fuck. That's crazy to think about.
But that's one thing that they tell you, like, you gotta be aware of, you know, who's behind your target and everything, because I mean, chances are you're gonna miss, or like 9mm and all that shit like that most likely are gonna go through you, and you're responsible for that bullet until it stops.
Yeah.
So, like, even, like, home defense, like, there's a lot of stuff. That's why a lot of people suggest shotguns for home defense because, like, the sheetrock's going to, like, stop it or, like, your walls or something like that. But other shit are just going to keep going and probably end up in the neighbor's house.
Hold on, so a shotgun, they would stop, sheetrock would stop a shotgun?
Well, it's not going to go far either.
As long as you're not using, like, straight-up slugs, because slugs, I mean, that shit's going to be across the street and through their house. But, like, there's, like, that... Like birdshot and shit.
Is
like
buckshot
that
the one that when it shoots into you, it opens inside of you? Like all the.
Oh, fuck.
You know what? Isn't that called buckshot?
That one, buckshot and like birdshot, it's just a bunch of like little balls.
Yeah. But when it goes inside of you, it just spreads, right?
So it's well, it's going to start spreading as soon as it leaves the shotgun because there's no controlling it. Yeah. Slugs, like that's just concentrated in the center. So if you hit somebody with that, that shit's going straight through you. That's going through the wall, like all of that. Damn. But like the ones that like spread, like there's less, you know, like it's going to stop once it hits something, most likely.
But, yeah. But that wouldn't be worse, though, because it's like spreading all around you.
Well,
like, that
so would, well, you're more likely to hit.
Well, yeah.
Who you're aiming at?
Yeah, what he's saying is like you don't have like that risk of like if you're right here and Fed's behind you, I have a better chance of just shooting you. Yeah,
chances
of Fed.
Are she might still get hit, but it's gonna be like a few BBs that are gonna hit her. It's not gonna be like a straight up round hitting her.
Yeah.
No, I was just talking about like when they have to take it out, like but maybe one gets inside? In a certain spot, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's but what I'm hollow thinking points of. Are. Sounds more like what you're talking about.
Is that what it is?
Because those, whenever they hit, they pierce. Spread.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about then. Yeah, hollow like point. They then. When they go up, in, they open up inside of you then. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about then. Oof. Yeah, that sounds very, very
they
bad.
They make all kinds of shit. They even make hollow points for shotguns. Like some, like, just like.
Yeah, I've seen those
like,
movies.
Man, there's no reason to have that other than just making sure that you're going to fucking kill whatever you hit.
Like that dude in Training Day when Alonzo shot him with the shotgun, you see it, it's like all spread, like his chest or something, it's like it's all over. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid, I was like, why is it? I didn't understand it. It was a certain type of bullet when I was a kid, though. I didn't know that, though. But when you see him, though, he's all fucking spread apart and shit, a bunch of different wounds. So, crazy.
The shoddy right there.
But
shoddy, chatty. Yeah.
So what do you think of it? Like, you know, if you feel like, I guess overall,
it kind of sucks for somebody that went through the whole process of having to pay for, you know, going to the class and then passing the class and going through the application process and all that shit. Like, I think you're a little bit more careful whenever you go through that whole process, but
because not everybody wants to do it.
So is there any reason to go do that now, to go get it, or no, there's no reason for that anymore?
If you want your license, because like I like it because it speeds up the process when I'm buying a gun.
Yeah.
So whenever I go, I don't have to go through the background check. I just give them that, then fill out the paperwork, and then I'm good.
Okay.
Also, so, like, I've only been pulled over one time since I've had it, and it just kind of, like, you hand them your driver's license and your license to carry, and then they know, all right, well, I don't got to run his name. He doesn't have a record. Yeah. So a lot of the times, like I've heard from a lot of people, like, man, it gets you out of a lot of tickets, but
having the license.
Yeah. Okay. Because then they know like, okay, well, this guy's, you know,
shit together.
At least.
Going through it. Yeah. They figure out you're at least being safe with this. And you're
probably not. But you got to be careful because then they know that there's a gun on
in the
you,
vehicle.
And then like they always ask like, are you carrying right now? And then it's like, yeah, well, where is it? And then say like, oh,
in my
ass. Appendix carry or on my 3 o'clock or whatever, but you keep your hands
on the on your steering wheel. 10 and 2.
Scary. Yeah. It's scary to think like.
And were they asking that? Are they pulling their gun or their gun is still?
No.
Oh.
But like, that's kind of your way of saying like, I have a gun. You don't say like, hey, I have a gun. You know, like, you don't announce it or anything like that. Like, just keep your hands on the wheel, hand them that, put your hands back on the wheel, and then like, our instructor told us, like, if they ask you to remove it, then you can say, well, do you mind removing it? Like, I'd rather not be
reach
the one
for
reaching
it.
For it.
Yeah. Because anything can happen.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Oof.
Damn.
All right.
So we'll see.
I'd probably still, if I do get a gun, I'd probably go get the license.
Same. I'd still get my license.
To make
though.
The process more quick, like you said.
Yeah. It's really safe. Convenient for, and it makes people feel better, like, especially like at gun shows, whenever you show them, then like they know, like, oh, I'm not selling to some fucking thug or something. Mm-hmm. Or even when you buy one, like off of one of the pages on like Facebook or something, then like a lot of them are like, I prefer you to have a license. That way they know that.
It went to
good. Yeah, it's going
at least
to somebody
at least
legit.
Better, you have a better feeling that it would be going to good. Okay.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Well.
Just be careful out there, everybody.
Be careful out there, guys.
So they're about to be, a lot more people carrying.
Yeah, definitely.
And people that shouldn't be, but
rolling
the dice.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I'm scared.
Well, I guess let's jump into questions, Fetus. We can end it up, or is that all the questions?
Yes, we are at an hour though, just letting you know. Okay. Joe had a question about
Joe Mama?
Yes. I forgot the question. Joe, can you ask the guys about the what was the last this one right here?
Oh shit, that's an easy one.
Okay, go ahead.
What was the last liquor y'all have had? Or what's a drink? I prefer an alcoholic beverage. Like, you've drunk and you got so fucked up off of it, you know, and then the next day you're like, I'm never... What? Is that too much cussing or something? Jesus. Killing my momentum, Fed. Oh, but you just never want to drink again. Like, you wake up and you can't even smell it no more, because if you smell it, you're fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Want to barf.
There's immediately one that comes to mind. Tequila. Jose Cuervo.
Oof.
No, the gold specifically one? Jose Cuervo. Yeah.
Is that tequila?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the gold one is nasty. Both of them are hard.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't even watch people take shots of it. I can't.
Why? Because of the color or what?
See it. No, just... Yeah, I had a horrible experience.
What was
it.
The experience? Share it now.
I was drinking with my cousin, and like he had like a big bottle of it, and we were just there was nothing going on. We were just sitting there,
bored,
just taking shot after shot, and killed that entire bottle.
Fuck.
And then after that, went to go buy more beer, and like I got into it with the guy that worked at the gas station.
Because you were drunk.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even really remember, but I thought I recognized the guy from somewhere. It turns out it wasn't even the right guy. But I thought I recognized him as somebody who had said something before, so then he only spoke Spanish, so I was telling my cousin to translate. So we're like having this back
like
and forth
like
with the translator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like I was like, I would say something like short, and then my cousin like had this long ass, so I can tell he was like hyping it up.
Yeah.
And then the other guy that worked there ended up pulling a gun on us.
Oh, shit.
And like threatened to call the cops. And I had a gun on me. And this was back before like legit carrying anything. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I could have gotten a lot of fucking trouble.
Holy shit.
But yeah, I don't remember too much of the rest of that night, but I just remember that was the first time that I had alcohol poisoning. And I was like,
never again.
Fuck that.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
Fuck that.
No, I just threw up a lot.
Yeah. Like, did you throw up some blood?
I don't even remember. But that's whenever I discovered that Pedialyte will fucking revive the shit out of you.
Yeah.
People always tell me, I've never tried it yet, though.
No,
like,
you
people tell
need
me,
to, man.
You know
it'll
what I've been
your life.
I've been drinking those liquid IVs that come in the bag that you pour in the water. I've been using those, and those help, too.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, they're called liquid IVs. You can find them at Target or something. Yeah, my friend drinks those. He drinks them, and
I've heard a lot of good about Pedialyte after you're hungover.
Yeah,
but I've never.
So that's the only one. Just
but it's mostly after like throwing up. Like it'll just give you all those
nutrients,
kind of rehydrate you and
get you back.
So the Quavo, then you can't even see it.
No, hell no.
So I can't even bring it out here. Just keep it right here.
No, because then I'll imagine the smell and like it's just ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I can drink it still, but yeah, it's one of those, like the gold one, too, that I've drank some in my day, too, and it was pretty nasty.
I've had a Patron since then, and I mean, I'm fine with that, but yeah, just Jose Cuervo
just
specifically.
Knowing. Yeah, it's Jose Cuervo.
It's
just, like, fucked up.
It's that one.
Hell no.
MD-2020 also. I can't do
that
shit no more.
That one wasn't too bad.
We used to drink that shit. Like, we used to chug 2 bottles of that before we would go to like a party.
Fuck
like
that.
Just to where we would
have the buzz ready.
Yeah, to where we'd be good and then start drinking beer after that.
Pass on that shit right there.
Yeah.
Hell no.
I don't know if there's anything that actually sticks with me, but there's been times where I couldn't drink like fucking probably Fireball before because I drank so much of it and get sick off of it and start throwing up. And it's probably Fireball, but everything that I could still drink it today. But there was times, there was short period of times where I couldn't drink like Fireball no more because it was just like, I would try to take a shot of it and I would fucking almost throw it up. I would still try to drink it when I knew I shouldn't be. So I would try to take a shot. Have you ever tried Rumpel? That shit is disgusting. Rumpel is one of those. It tastes like Listerine.
Ooh.
That's exactly what it tastes like a real strong Listerine mouthwash. But the thing about that, though, is people like to, when they go take a shot, they like to take a shot of that because that's something that are like, all right, you're going to get fucked up off. That's going to sneak up on you and shit. And Rumpel's probably one of them, too. Like, Rumpel's another one where I know I shouldn't have drank it. I know I should not drink it anymore. And I try to drink it, and I fucking, like, pretty much throw it. I drink it, then it comes right back up. And then I have to force it back down again because I don't want to just spit it out right there. So I got to swallow it again and shit and just get some water or something.
That's
fuck disgusting. It. But yeah, try Rumpel. Maybe I'll buy a bottle.
Sounds
from
good.
His experience, try it.
Nah, you're hey, dog, you want to try it. I mean, it's something that'll get you there.
Nah.
Maybe for like a little house party or something. Yeah, probably like Rumpel and Fireball probably at one point. No. I can still drink Fireball. I try to stay away from Rumpel, though.
Fuck no.
Because that shit is just... No, that shit will fuck you up. So I try to stay away from that.
Fireball for me is just, yeah, disgusting. It's just that strong, like, cinnamon fucking... It's just, for me, anything that's something so strong, it sticks on my throat forever. And so, like, when I've gone out with you guys and you guys get Fireball, like, I mean, even you know that because you're like, this is Vegas Bomb. This isn't Fireball. This isn't, yeah, like, Fireball is just... It's just, yeah, that
I really don't even drink it that much anymore either.
I can't stand
it. I won't buy it, but if somebody buys it for me, like, hey, take a shot, I'll drink it, but I won't I won't buy that shot anymore unless somebody buys it for me.
Because if I get fucked up on Fireball and I throw it up, I can feel that sting of Fireball. Like, it feels like my throat is Fireball, and it's just like everything's coming out. I can feel that. Like, it's just it just stings the whole time. Yeah, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Fed, what about you? You got something from back in your days?
Probably vodka.
Oh.
Honestly, just any alcohol, though. I can't take shots.
Like
yeah, just the smell of liquor, I'll gag.
Yeah, liquor, really? I don't like liquor. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I can't, like, it has to be mixed, like, the way liquor, where I can't really taste it. Because if it's a smell, it, I'm like,
vodka, yeah, that just sounds like straight alcohol, whatchamacallit. And yeah, all vodka is just...
I've drank a cup of that before, like, I think on graduation night.
Fuck,
like, they were, like, going around with, like, a camera and, like, a solo cup and just filling that up with vodka for people and not drinking.
Yeah, if you take a shot with vodka, you got to mix it, like, with some cranberry. Like, pour the shot and pour a little cranberry in there or something to take the shot like that. Because vodka just by itself is, oh.
Yeah, it's not
people enjoyable. And I knew
drink vodka like that.
And
crazy.
I knew somebody that used to... Well, I didn't... It was exes, like, one of... fucking their stepdad or something, I don't remember, but he used to get the plastic bottles, like the, you know, like the real cheap vodka,
like,
and the plastic
like McCormick's.
Drink it by itself, and I'm like, hell no.
Yeah,
you drink that shit like that. Just,
yeah,
they have that's not even a good vodka.
Even like Hennessy and shit like that, people take
I get
shots
fucked up
of that
Hennessy.
And it's like, man, I don't, it doesn't taste good to me. I don't like that.
Fernanda used to drink the bottle of Ciroc just the peach Ciroc, just have it and just keep drinking.
That's a little flavor low to it though. That's the good thing about Ciroc, that it has some flavor to it.
Ugh, I can't. I
you
just
get
can't,
like playing. Yeah.
Even can't mixed, like that. I said, it has to just be mixed to the point where I'm just like, oh, I didn't even tell there's any liquor in this bitch at all. Like, it has to be that mixed.
Yeah, I there's want some something I can like drink and like it has a good flavor. Like, my objective is not take shots and get fucked up. Mine is just like to be able to be out, enjoy the company, and drink and be able to drink the entire night without. You know,
yeah,
becoming that fucking annoying asshole.
Yeah, I do. Like, whenever I drink, I like to stop where I'm feeling really good because I'm just like, okay, if I wait another like 45 minutes, I can drink another beer and still feel like the same.
Yeah,
buzz.
That's how I am. I catch the
you
buzz.
You gotta throw some water in there too.
Chill. Yeah,
you gotta throw like
but
stop drinking.
Whenever
for, like,
I know
minutes.
That I'm gonna be drinking, I drink a bunch of water before I go out
and stop and eat too. Yeah. Like when I like sometimes when we day drink, like I have to stop and eat, then I drink water all. And they're like, all right, I'm ready to do it again.
Yeah.
Because if not, oh my God.
Yeah, I pace myself. Yeah, because just if not within the hour, if I'm drinking, just like drink it within the first hour with just, bro, five beers, I'm pretty fucking done already.
Yeah.
I'm a lightweight. Like, I just can't handle my. Like,
have you ever had the
point.
Bud Light Platinums? They're strong and they're nasty as fuck.
I like
them.
Ones.
Yeah.
I used to like them.
They're strong.
I used to drink those.
Oh, I can't drink them no more.
Budweiser Select. Like, I don't even know the last time I've drank like a beer. Probably like a Modelo at my mom's,
you
but other than
that,
I just
too.
Like whiskey.
Whiskey,
mm-mm. Beer just doesn't
do it for you.
Sit right.
I like beer. Yeah, I can do beer,
and it makes you all gassy the next morning too. Beer, all that yeast in there and shit makes you gotta take a mean shit the next morning.
Makes me that day.
Seriously, does
disgusting.
Yeah. But okay, that's cool then.
Not too shabby.
Cool.
All right, well, let's wrap it up. We're already running into it, but you know. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for shooting an episode on Saturday so that I can go on vacation.
I can finally go to 7. No, I'm just playing. I'm not going out tonight. I'm chilling.
Sure.
I'm not.
I'm going to get a call from Anthony. Hey, show up. If you don't show up, I have to buy Joe shots. Every single time. Wow, you just made me wait. I just lost money because of you. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Nah, yeah, I ain't going out tonight. I went out last night. So I'm chilling tonight.
He fucking called me, Anthony, my friend Anthony calls me. He's like, what do you think of Rick Carlisle getting fired? And I'm like, I didn't even know he was fired. He goes, Joe wants to know, and Joe's on the phone. Bro, he called you randomly. I didn't even know. He just said, hold on, and then you're on the other line. I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
He's just trying to start shit like he always does.
I was like, bye, bro. I can't even talk to you. But all right, well, thanks, guys, for joining us. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed the episode. Any final words, guys?
No. Have a good trip in Vegas.
Thank you. fetus.
Have a good Father's Day.
Yes.
Or happy by Father's the time Day. This comes out, hope you had a good Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. God loves you.
Yeah. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day, Lyrical.
Thank
yes.
you.
Father's Day
to you.
Happy Father's Day.
Gracias. Fajas. And then, happy graduations to everybody who graduated.
Yes.
My sister, Perla.
Shout out,
congratulations
Pearl.
For graduating. We love you. And everybody who graduated, like, I don't think anybody under fucking 18 listened. I mean, 25 listened. But if you are, congratulations to graduating, guys. But yeah, that's it, though. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you guys next week. And thanks
for accepting our invitation.